Every time there's an incident like this, one proposal to address the violence, especially when it comes to the daily shootings on our streets and in our homes, is smart guns. As we first reported in November, these are firearms that only work when they're fired by their owner. With gee whiz technology seeping into every corner of our lives, why not guns?
Because
in the 2012 movie Skyfall, Q gives James Bond a smart gun that only he can activate.
You can deal pump and certainly you can fire it.
Later, when the bad guy gets a hold of it...
Good luck with that.
Firearms that recognize only their owner aren't just the stuff of movies. Army veteran Tom Lynch is developing a touchpad scanner that recognizes fingerprints, like an iPhone. Add it to an existing gun, and it's a smart gun.
So it's recognizing you.
It's recognizing me.
Okay.
Now?
Now.
It's unlocked. It's still on fire.
Let
me
try
it.
Let's see if I can.
Now pull the trigger.
I can't even pull the trigger.
That's the point.
It's locked.
It's locked.
Other inventors are working on guns that recognize the squeeze of your grip or unlock wirelessly if the shooter wears a watch or a ring. These guns would not have prevented many of the mass shootings because the gunmen owned the firearms. But smart gun advocates say they could counter this all-too-common grim reality.
A 14-year-old boy accidentally shot and killed his 9-year-old brother.
Children shot and killed by other children.
A tragic shooting, two friends playing with a gun when it goes off.
Smart guns could curtail the number of suicides and cut down on the resale of stolen guns, estimated to be 230,000 every year. What good is a gun no one but the owner can fire?
Shots fired, jet, city of an officer down.
And they would help on-duty cops.
There was a struggle, and Clark grabbed Officer Smith's gun and shot him two times.
And yet, with at least a half dozen smart guns in advanced development, and some ready for manufacturing, no major U.S. gun company is making them, and no gun dealer is willing to sell them. Why? Well, consider what happened to one Maryland gun dealer who tried.
I like the way Sterling Arsenal actually painted this thing.
Last year, Andy Raymond, co-owner of Engage Armament, announced that he'd sell the Armatix IP1, a smart pistol made in Germany.
Who did you think would be interested in that kind of a gun?
Typically what I like to call fence sitters, so people who aren't normally into guns and don't normally want one, you know, I'm too afraid or whatever.
Did you anticipate the reaction that you got?
No.
Within minutes of his announcement, angry emails and phone calls started coming.
We got about 2,000 phone calls, maybe about the same emails.
All against.
Yeah, that was just in one day. I mean, it was insane. I mean, one person threatened to burn down the shop. Another person threatened that I would be raped. That was classic.
You
were yeah.
Did you get any death threats?
Yeah, the crazies did come out of the woodwork.
That's him that night, shaved head and whiskey bottle at his side. He stayed in his store to guard it and posted this video on Facebook.
So anyway, obviously I received numerous death threats today. I really appreciate that. That's classy. It's a great thing for gun rights when you threaten to shoot somebody.
He thinks the campaign against him was viral, not organized by the gun lobby. Though in his rant, he wondered why gun lovers and the National Rifle Association would oppose the sale of any gun.
How can the NRA or people want to prohibit a gun when we're supposed to be pro-gun? We're supposed to say that any gun is good in the right person's hands. How can they say that a gun should be prohibited? How hypocritical is that? If you believe in the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment is absolute. The right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, then you should be able to buy whatever you want.
What Andy didn't realize is that there's a long beleaguered history to these devices. 15 years ago, gun maker Smith & Wesson promised the Clinton White House to develop smart guns as part of a deal to fend off liability litigation.
Under the agreement, Smith and Wesson will develop smart guns that can be fired only by the adult who owns them.
The gun lobby organized a boycott against Smith and Wesson, seeing smart guns and other concessions in the deal as part of the gun control agenda.
factories closed, employees were laid off, and after that, no big U.S. gun maker ever went near a smart gun.
But there's a lot of skepticism and a lot of resistance to them.
Steve Cinetti, president of the gun lobby and trade group, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, represents over 12,000 gun makers, dealers, and businesses. Does your organization see the smart gun as gun control?
People that own guns are not the ones saying, I'm the one that want this, please develop it. It's coming from the gun control side. It's coming from people who, frankly, really want to put as many obstacles to a gun going off as they can.
Why are dealers who want to sell it, why are they being intimidated not to? Why not let the market decide? If people don't want it, don't buy it.
Well, I agree. We think the market should be able to decide that. We have never fought the idea that dealers can put them on the shelves. I mean, it's totally up to the marketplace.
So where is that fight coming from?
And that's the point. People don't understand the passion that firearms owners have for the firearms that they own.
The passion has been fueled by the NRA, which says on its legislative website, smart guns could open the door to a ban on all other guns. Why do they say that? Well, it's actually happened. In 2002, New Jersey's governor signed a law that became known as the Mandate.
There is a statute in the state of New Jersey that would say that once a gun like this is offered for sale anywhere, that's the only kind of gun that could be sold.
If these guns are sold in Wyoming or California, this triggers this law that everybody in New Jersey has to have that. Loretta Weinberg, the New Jersey state senator who authored the law, didn't foresee its consequences.
We passed that bill to help spur this technology.
It appears it totally backfired because it spurred this passionate objection to the gun.
Because of the intervention of the NRA and the Second Amendment.
They say the reason they intervene is because of the mandate.
Right. It isn't the law that stopped the development. It is the people who threatened folks who actually wanted to sell such a gun.
Andy Raymond came to realize that even if he had sold the Armatix gun in Maryland, it might have triggered the mandate banning the sale of regular handguns in New Jersey.
The people of New Jersey, my apologies, you got nothing to worry about for me.
I did apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to this day.
Did you actually sell any of the Armatix guns? After his case came to her attention, the New Jersey senator offered to rescind the mandate if the gun lobby publicly removed its opposition to smart guns. She's yet to hear back.
They seem to oppose almost everything. Anytime we suggest anything, we've gotten very little cooperation back.
If the law were completely repealed, do you think that the gun lobby would then let this go forward?
No.
Why are you trying to take my firearm, which I store safely and properly, and I've never had problems with it, and add something to it that's going to make it more prone to failure?
What about this argument that we have seat belts, we have airbags, they're mandatory. Why not make a safe gun mandatory?
Firearms are safe. The firearms manufacturers include appropriate locking devices for their guns along with them on their ship. They may be low tech, but they work.
He says adding high tech to guns may make them less safe. For example, the batteries that operate the smart guns.
We've all had battery operated devices where the battery dies.
So the people who are working on this tell us that the batteries will have a 10-year life.
What about the 11th year?
Well, you change the battery.
If you remember,
No, you're going to get a warning.
Okay, if the gun is stored inside a cabinet or a box or a safe or something like that, you might not see the warning.
Other concerns. Will fingerprints work in snow and rain? Will they work if you're sweating because an intruder entered your home? Could guns using wireless technology be hacked or jammed and disabled remotely by the government?
We have to be careful not to fall into the technology trap. It doesn't solve every problem. It's great. We're not Luddites. We're not here saying that technology is a bad thing. Technology obviously improves our life in many ways. But I think we have to look at firearms in a slightly different way. Their mechanisms are the way they are over centuries of development. They're at the state now that the consumers want them, and in the United States, there's lots of tradition involved with firearms. People like guns in the Old West. They like them the way Davy Crockett used them. They like them the way they were used years ago.
That was the case a decade and a half ago, as Jonathan Mossberg found out. He had left